From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The president is back in Washington awaiting the arrival of the new Congress tomorrow. As NPR's Moore Eliason reports, confrontation, not compromise, will be the first item on the agenda.
On Air Force One, as he and his family flew back from their Hawaiian vacation today, President Obama told reporters that he was hopeful he and the congressional Republicans could build on the progress they made during the lame duck session of Congress. But that seems unlikely in the short term. The new Republican majority in the House wasted no time scheduling a vote to repeal the president's health care law. That vote will occur next Wednesday. And the Republicans have promised to cut a whopping $100 billion out of the president's budget for the remainder of this fiscal year when they pass a spending bill in February. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama is signing a $1.4 billion bill designed to overhaul the nation's food safety system. The legislation passed by Congress at the end of last year calls for increased inspections of food processing facilities and gives the Food and Drug Administration the powers to force companies to recall tainted products. The measure, which came on the heels of several outbreaks of E. coli and salmonella poisoning, is being billed as the first major overhaul of the nation's food safety system since the 1930s. The Navy has relieved the commander of the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise for starring in a raunchy amateur video several years ago that used an anti-gay slur and sexual innuendo. Captain Owen Honor's behavior came to light in a published report over the weekend. NPR's Tom Bowman has that story.
Captain Onnes is a 1983 Naval Academy graduate who flew F-14 warplanes on 85 combat missions. But he'll be remembered for the video he made back in 2006 and 2007 and shown to thousands of sailors while they were deployed to the Middle East. Captain Onnes was then the number two officer on the Enterprise. In the video, he uses an anti-gay slur and simulates a sex act. The Norfolk Virginian Pilot newspaper reported that some sailors complained at the time, but no action was taken. Last May, Captain Onnes was named commander of the Enterprise. The ship will head to the Middle East again this month with a new captain. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
As the major automakers, especially the Detroit Big Three, closed the curtain on 2010, they apparently had something to smile about. Ford, the only one of the Big Three to avoid bankruptcy, saw its sales rise 15% last year. GM and Chrysler, which moved through quick bankruptcy proceedings, saw their sales increase by 6.3% and 17%, respectively. Marianne Keller's an auto industry analyst and says she's expecting somewhat stronger sales numbers in the year ahead.
I think that 2011, we will see some improvement in overall economic growth, but in particular for the car industry, consumer credit has liberalized somewhat, and banks are willing to lend now to people with who are in the non-prime credit category. That is as important as job growth.
Mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 20 points. The Nasdaq lost 10 points. You're listening to NPR. Iran is confirming today it will allow European Union and other world powers to tour nuclear sites prior to a new round of international talks scheduled for later this month, where the U.S., which has been critical of the country's disputed program, will not be on the invite list. The Associated Press on Monday, citing a letter from a senior Iranian envoy that suggested a visit later this month, says Russia, China, Egypt, and other group of non-aligned nations at the U.N. International Atomic Energy Agency were invited. Iran's economy has been struggling under the weight of four rounds of international sanctions over its nuclear program. The West has claimed the program is aimed at developing nuclear weapons, charges Iran has denied. Sudanese president says he would be sad to see Sudan split into two countries. NPR's Ophebio Kostarkin reports his comment came as the oil-producing South prepares for a referendum on Sunday that's expected to lead to its independence.
President Omar Hassan al-Bashir says he would be happy if the creation of two separate states in Sudan were to bring real peace to both. The North-South Civil War ended with a peace deal in 2005 after one of Africa's longest conflicts. The Sudanese leader was speaking on a visit to the South ahead of Sunday's referendum on likely independence for semi-autonomous southern Sudan. Bashir and South Sudan's President Salva Kiir were to discuss outstanding issues if, as widely expected, the South votes for separation. Until last week, Bashir warned that splitting the country in two could destabilize the whole region. He now says a new southern Sudan would be welcome as a brotherly neighboring country. Ophelia Quistalton, NPR News, Dakar.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The near-month price for crude fell $2.17 a barrel to settle at $89.38 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.